I'm going to call this meeting to order. It's the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. It's July 31st, 2019. If we could have a roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Stabler.
She's here. Present. We do have a quorum, so we will move on. Congressman Tillman is with us. If you would lead us in a word of prayer, please.
Sure. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here the late afternoon hour. We know we are in your presence, and we're thankful for you, Lord. Thank you for the many blessings. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We ask you for continued guidance as we conduct the nation's business that is beforehand. Take care of all of our loved ones, our children, and our elders. Keep them safe in your grasp. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Did I? I'm so sorry. I don't know where your packet is. Maybe it's over there.
Move to approve the minutes from July 9th as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second? Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, all those approving the minutes, can I get a yes, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So we had two items to come into this emergency meeting. And it was, and the emergency meeting, I have to confess, was basically for the convenience of the interviewee that we are visiting with, and also for a little proposal that we're trying to put together for beginning of session. So the proposal is in front of you. This was a proposal that we talked about doing some bias training or some diversity training for Congress, and it was requested by the committee that we do this on the first day of session, and so that's the reason it was, you know, 6-7 weeks out. I was thinking, oh, I got plenty of time to get this proposal together, and then all of a sudden we're here. So the woman I dealt with is a national speaker. She also has done quite a bit of training with legislative bodies, Oklahoma State Legislature and different ones. So I felt like she and her partner, I've talked to her partner today too, and they're both African-American. I felt like it was nice to go outside our organization for something like this, because they would not have a bias as to what we're dealing with. They'll have fresh eyes on it. It was a great visit I had with them. They're local, basically local in Oklahoma City. And so if you'll just take a minute to review that, maybe we could have some discussion. You can let me know if willing to proceed, or if you want to take a different tack. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler. I'm still reading through this. Do we just want to have dead air, or do we want to have a brief recess? How do you want to?
I want to take a brief recess. That might be better. Okay.
Do we have move?
Congressman Potts.
Instead of a recess, would we, for convenience of an applicant, do we want to try to process our executive session first and interview and then come back to this?
That's fine. However you all would like to proceed is fine with me. I just thought we would get this out of the way, but if you think it's going to take a little time, we can come back to it. That's fine. So we'll move on to...
It's not that complicated, guys.
I didn't think it was complicated. I just wanted to read through it.
And I apologize if I can help too. We were trying to get this together several days back, and she had a family emergency and one thing after another, and so we are where we are here today. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have read through it. Looking down at the project budget table, classroom training, which we've decided we're gonna do after the commencement of the CHSO session this
yes.
fall, correct? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna take a
First day
afternoon to do this training.
Yes.
The observation period, would that be they would come in and mm-hmm. watch
sit with us for a day?
Sit with mm-hmm. us for a day previous to
yes.
that and then the training?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or possibly that day. I said it kind of depended on how we arrange things mm-hmm. that day. So there is at least one committee meeting before we meet with them.
Okay.
And so I pushed it toward the end of the day so that if they came that day, they could observe.
Okay. So really the, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Really the actual training process will be something we'll work out between now and then. Mm-hmm. This is just kind of the rough.
Yes.
Would you like a motion to approve this?
Yes.
Is there any more discussion that anybody else wants to have? I move to approve the cost of $1,300 to Partners in Progress to provide training for Congress, diversity type training for Congress.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Thank you for taking the time to find this company. I mean, it's something that we've all felt was needed, and I appreciate you doing the work.
Thank you. And that, like I said, I think it'll be a good fit for us. Okay. That being said, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Aye.
All right. We have a passed motion on that. Thank you all very much. So now the next item is for an interview for our OFPR position. And I'll take a motion to go into executive session. Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. All right, we will move into executive session. And I appreciate the Congress members that have come to sit in on the